Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we kicked off our series we're calling Prodigals this past Sunday. We're looking at the story in Luke chapter 15, what's traditionally been called the parable of the prodigal son, or the story of the prodigal son. But as we're kind of noticing in this series, it's really about the compassionate father. It certainly highlights the prodigal son, the younger brother. But there are two lost sons in this story. There's the younger brother who's lost in rebellion, and there's the older brother who's lost in resentment. But the story features the whole time, really, the compassion of the father. God's, which is a reflection of God's love for sinners and for outcasts. And today I want to actually point our attention quickly to the prophet Jonah. There are some similarities here. That we see. If you think about Jonah was a prophet in Israel that God called to him and said, I want you to go to preach to the Ninevites. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. Assyria was a brutal empire. Assyria was the one that wiped out the northern kingdom of Israel. And Assyria was just known for being some pretty bad dudes. They were evil, and they did some really evil, disgusting things when you look through the historical record. And Jonah hates the Ninevites. He hates the Assyrians. And so what he does, God says, I want you to go and I want you to preach to them. And Jonah gets on a ship and he heads the exact opposite direction of Nineveh. It seems when you kind of look at the map, the idea is that Jonah is trying to get as far away from God and as far away from God's plans from Nineveh as he can. And many of us know the story, right? He gets swallowed by the whale, the great fish, and then kind of repents and God spits him out. And I don't know that many of us know exactly how the story ends, or sometimes we stop with just, you know, Jonah and the whale, but he does go and he preaches to Nineveh. He is obedient, but he still does it with a terrible attitude. And then he leaves the city and God says, I'm not going to destroy the city because the Ninevites actually repent. Jonah goes in and says, you know, 40 more days and God's going to destroy Nineveh. And the Ninevites humble themselves and repent, and God shows them mercy. And Jonah throws a fit. He self-pitied and pouts and says, you know, I knew this would happen. You know, he tells God, like, this is why I didn't want to come here, because I knew that you were going to be compassionate and gracious, that you would forgive. And kind of the whole point of the story is God, you know, looking at Jonah and saying, Jonah, you know, these are people. In fact, at one point in time, God causes a plant to grow over Jonah to give him shade, and then he kills the plant, and Jonah complains about, you know, just it'd be better if I just died, and he's complaining over this plant, and God says, Jonah, you care about this plant, but you don't care about all the people who live in Nineveh who don't know their right hand from their left, who don't know right and wrong. They don't know me. And so it's what's interesting is when you think about Jonah, at first you kind of see him going in the opposite direction. You go, oh, so he's the younger son, right? He's the prodigal running from God in rebellion. But when you think about it, there's some of that. But he's really more like the older brother. He's lost in his resentment. And this was a story really to all of Israel, right? That Israel had forgotten that, you know, God's love had been shown to them. But it wasn't so that they could just judge all the people around them. It was so that God's love could shine through them, that they would be a blessing to the whole earth, and they would call people back into relationship with God, that God through them was going to bless all the families of the earth. And so Jonah has this older brother mentality, like the Pharisees, that, you know, seeing the outcast, seeing the sinner come back and repent and come into relationship with God, and they grumble at that. That's the context of Luke 15 and the parable of the prodigal son and the compassionate father, is that, you know, Jesus is watching Pharisees and religious leaders, and they're grumbling and complaining that Jesus is eating with tax collectors and sinners. So these stories, the story of Jonah, story of the prodigal son, teaches a lot of things, but it's a good reminder to us that we need to maintain soft hearts that look at people around us, one, recognizing that we are sinners who have been shown the grace of God, but also that look around us at the people in our lives who are running from the Lord, people who are living in ways that we go, man, that is not good. And instead of judging them, we say, Father, please bring them home. God, we want to maintain soft hearts that celebrate and are joyful when people who are far from the Lord begin to take a step back to Him, because that reflects the heart of our Heavenly Father. Let me take some time to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray and reflect for yourself. Father, will you help us? One, help us not to walk in rebellion against you. Help us to be obedient to you. Father, we don't want to do what Jonah did, and you give us the mission, and we run in the opposite direction. Help us to be faithful to what you've called us to do. And Father, also help us to maintain, guard in us, Father, our hearts. Help keep our hearts soft and celebratory when people who are far from you take a step back to you, when they repent. That, God, we would not be judgmental and harsh and self-righteous, but rather, Father, we would recognize the grace that you've shown us. May that grace flow through us to others, to those around us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and reflect and pray for yourself.